Scott Stevens here. This isn't a bonus episode of The Minefield. Instead, we wanted to introduce you to a podcast we like to think of as a kind of kindred spirit to ours. Given the proliferation of podcasts over the last 7 years, it can be difficult to find offerings of real quality, intellectual curiosity, and genuine depth. Well, Ideas from the CBC is a rich and wide-ranging exploration of contemporary thought and intellectual history. In an age of clickbait and superficial headlines, this is unapologetically a program for people who like to think and have their horizons expanded. The clip you're going to hear is from a documentary called Our Bodies, Our Cells, which examines the microscopic cosmos of the body. The closer the Ideas team zoomed in, the closer they got to some of the fundamental truths about life, and found it even stranger, more wondrous, and more paradoxical than they could have imagined.
You know, a cell is interesting because on the one hand, we think of it as the building block.
That's Sarah Otto, an evolutionary biologist at the University of British Columbia. And what she says here made me see our 37 trillion microscopic cells a bit differently.
All of our body in any animal or plant that you see is composed of these kind of repeating units of cells.
How many is 37 trillion? Okay, let me put it this way. That's how many seconds there are in 1.2 million years. That's how many living entities are you. So, like, how do you keep 37 trillion things all on the same page?
A cell is a package of information that is translated into chemicals that can reproduce themselves, that can create tasks, that can often work together to create larger tasks in organs and tissues.
David Belinsky is a pioneering medical illustrator and animator. You really should see his animations of the fantastically busy worlds inside our cells.
It's filled with nanomachines that carry out the instructions in the DNA, whether that be replicating itself, whether that be repairing itself, whether that be signaling other cells, or whether just respiring, having its own metabolism.
So the cell is, in some sense, very, very simple, and in some sense, one of the most complicated things that has ever evolved.
Nanomachines with their own metabolism. Cells replicating and repairing themselves makes you want to get inside a cell and see it all for yourself. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to shrink ourselves down to the size of a molecule and get inside. Trust me on this one.
That's a sample from a recent episode of Ideas from the CBC called Our Bodies, Our Cells. If this has managed to pique your curiosity, you can find more episodes of Ideas wherever you get your podcasts.